Hi guys, welcome to the Is What It Is podcast. I am the host, Katie. Today we're going to be recapping episode 3 of Love Island, which aired last night. If I'm honest, probably one of the best Love Island episodes of all time. It was filled with drama, filled with heartbreak, filled with lies and scandals. You know, it was just one of the best episodes of Love Island I've ever seen of the full 5 seasons. Okay, so let's just start from the beginning of the episode. It started with the fallout of Tommy picking Lucy to be his coupled up partner. And we kind of got to see the reactions from everyone. I think that the most telling reactions were from both Amber and Joe, especially Joe. I mean, you could tell right off the bat that Amber was a bit salty that Tommy ended up picking Lucy instead of her. Joe, on the other hand, had a very, very, very unexpected reaction. I thought that he was going to be upset, but I didn't know that the level of upset that he would have. He was actually kind of angry as well as sad. And he kind of saw a different side to Joe that I don't think the public were ready to see yet. Very just dead behind the eyes type attitude. And he's kind of like mad at Lucy and not at Tommy. Taking out all his anger on the woman, which I did not agree with at all. And to be honest, Joe was my favourite person in the villa until this episode last night. And he's remained one of my bottom, least favourites, if I'm honest. Very, very controlling and manipulative, you kind of saw him be this episode. Although a lot of the viewers feel sorry for him, I really just don't see why. He's kind of manipulating Lucy into doing what he wants. It's only day 2 in the villa, and he thinks that Lucy has to remain loyal to him. Every other season of Love Island, on day 2, you're kind of looking for the right person, and to do that you have to go around and kind of just talk to everyone. And I do not find it okay in the slightest that Joe isn't allowing Lucy that freedom, and he doesn't have any power over her. So I really think that Joe should lay off, but unfortunately that's not how the episode planned out. Towards the beginning of the episode, we got Michael, we got Anna talking around the fire pit a bit about how Joe is just taking this really badly in the bedroom now when they're preparing for the date. We got Curtis in there, we got Amy in there, who I love, by the way. We got Lucy in there, who I love, and Tommy, who I really like. Tommy's talking to Lucy about, sorry, he had to pick her because, you know, he felt like he had the best connection with her. And Lucy said, I tried to make it clear to you, you know, like, I didn't want to be coupled up with you, but you are a nice guy. Like, she doesn't want to hurt anyone's feelings. A lot of the viewers are mistaking this for just being overly flirty and kind of trying to play both fields. But I don't see Lucy doing that. She's a very, very sweet girl, and I don't think that she wants to upset any of the guys. And that's why she kind of says something that they probably won't want to hear and then ends it with, you're still nice though. I can see why some of the audience think that that's a bit, you know, trying to play both sides, but she's not. I can see from a mile away she truly likes Joe, and you know, she kind of wants to get to know Tommy, because I know it's a Love Island quote, but you know, you could be happy somewhere, but you could be happier somewhere else. And that's what she's kind of trying to find out. Next in the episode, we have Anton talking to Callum about, are they happy in their couples, and kind of Anton being a bit nervous now that he is alone on this island. Callum even says that he wished that Tommy would have picked his partner, Amber, because he really doesn't even get along with her, not even on a friendship basis, which is very sad for Callum. I think that he was kind of tricked when it comes to Amber. We had Amber step forward at the first coupling, and I'm not sure why she did that, honestly. You could tell that she wasn't really attracted to him from the get-go. I think she stepped forward for Callum because she wanted to get away from Sharif, which is just really upsetting for both Callum and Sharif. And I really think that Amber is the one in the villa that's known to be a bit of a bitch, and I wouldn't ever want to be friends with her on the outside world. Now in the villa, there's a little part with Amber, Anton and Joe talking about how could this happen? Why does it have to happen? I'm devastated. And Amber, being the bitch she is, comes out and says, why would he pick her? She had to have said something to Tommy to make him want to pick her. And we all know that gorgeous Lucy didn't do that. She literally up front said to Tommy, look, please don't pick me. I'm happy with Joe. I mean, what more can you do? I mean, Lucy tried her best to stay with Joe and it still didn't prevail. And I really, really despise the fact that Lucy's getting all the blame. It's just not right. Next in the episode, we have the date, the gorgeous date with Amy and Curtis, where Curtis spits out his champers. That was just hilarious. Curtis and Amy are just the mum and dad of the whole villa. They're just adorable. And I liked that in when Curtis went back to the beach after the date, that he said that it went well. He can see himself having a great, great friendship with her. And then he said, good friendships sometimes lead to relationships though, and that's what he's looking for. And I think that that is so honest of him, rather than saying I think I'm falling for her after one day. Which I gotta say, I love Tommy, I love him, he has a way with words, he's obviously a very attractive guy, but I think him coming out with these words sometimes a bit far-fetched, like, oh, I would go to the moon and back for you. I don't think he would, honestly. I think that he's just trying to say the right thing to make Lucy feel a bit more comfortable. And also the quote that he said, that if 2 Beyoncés and 3 Rihannas came in, his head would not be turned. I mean, we wouldn't know that, because let's face it, Beyoncé and Rihanna are not coming to Mallorca in the Love Island villa. But I really, Tommy's a sweet guy, and if he genuinely does mean those words, he's obviously a top man. But I think that it's so overdramatic, it just makes it a little hard to believe. But yeah. I really, really enjoy Amy and Curtis's mutual understanding of every situation in the villa. Like, they both agree that Joe is over the top and sometimes a bit scary. I think that they're just a match made in heaven. And to be honest, I would love to see Curtis and Amy win it. But even though my love for Lucy is just so strong, I hope Lucy finds someone she really connects to. And I think that she would have that with Tommy if she was allowed to give him a chance. It's just really sad. Like, but I've got to say that I did like Joe and Lucy as a couple up until this recent episode, episode 3, where you kind of saw Joe's true colours, in that he's a very controlling, manipulative man, and he would stop at nothing to get a woman to do what he wants. And I really, really thought Joe wasn't like that, but he obviously is. I think the whole of the UK saw it, and it's a very kind of shocking situation that you often get with Love Island each and every year, where you love a person 1 minute, and then the next minute you're like, oh, I hate them, they're the worst, I want them out. And then you love them again. It's just, it's like the public are kind of like joined, like hating or loving someone. It's a really, 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 really interesting path in the Love Island villa. With Amber and Joe having this bitching sesh about Lucy in particular, I really don't agree with Amber. She's a massive, massive snake. You see her sitting outside on the balcony with Lucy 1 minute chatting, and then the next minute she's bitching about Lucy. I mean, there can only be one word said about this, and that is jealousy. Amber is just jealous of Lucy, and it's so obvious. Lucy's the prettiest girl in the villa, she's definitely the nicest, one of the nicest, you know, she has a great personality. I think that Amber, she's an attractive girl, yes, but her personality just digs her whole face and body under the dirt, really, and it doesn't really matter in the end. So I think that Amber can only be described as jealous, and I really, really can't wait for the day where she gets knocked out the villa and dumped from the island. Tommy and Lucy on the date. Very, very cute. Very, very sweet. I think that Tommy's kind of holding on to her because he knows that Joe's going to try something, and it's just so, so sad that they're not really going to be able to be a couple to their best of their abilities because of Joe. It's awfully sad. And I really like Tommy and Lucy together. with Ioande and Callum having this conversation about them not being happy, and Ioande feels like she's not even really friends with Michael, and Callum feels like he's not really friends with Amber, I think that there can only be one thing done in this situation, and that is Ioande, couple up with Callum for the friendship. Because if you're not even friends with someone and you're in a couple with them, it's just a no-go. I think that you should maybe at the next recoupling think about getting with Callum. And it can be like a Dr. Alex Samira situation where, you know, the two of them, they coupled up for, I would say, 2 weeks straight, those two did. So what, 12 days straight. So I think that those two should definitely consider that as well, because they really, really remind me of Dr. Alex and Samira, in the sense that no one in the villa really likes them, which is definitely sad because Ioande deserves better. So does Callum. I really think that those two should pair up. Okay, when they come back from the date, I feel so bad for Lucy. She's just absolutely just, oh. I just don't like Joe. Like, his eyes are following her every... He's just not a nice lad, is he? Oh, my... Something I did really enjoy during the episode, though, going off that topic, is Curtis's little heart-to-heart with Lucy. I think that he was so adorable with it, and he was so actually thoughtful, and actually the advice that he said was actually helpful, which doesn't always happen with the Love Island contestants, but it was actually helpful advice. And you know, I think it really pulled at her heartstrings as well, because she started crying based off that, and they hugged. I think that those two are really, really cute together. I'm not saying anything relationship wise should happen, because I think Curtis and Amy are just a match made in heaven. They're just so cute together. I think that Amy really sees Lucy as kind of like a younger sister. And I think that, you know, Curtis sees her like that too. I think that Amy and Curtis could really be like her parents in the villa, which I think is really nice, that kind of treating her as their little girl, which is just totally adorable. Yeah, I really enjoyed Curtis caring for Lucy. I think that because Amy and Lucy have such a great friendship, I think that, you know, Curtis has kind of got in on that. Now going towards the end of the episode, where we were all a bit shocked. A newbie is coming in already. A new girl, I believe her name was Molly May. She kind of just, it's another blonde in the villa. I wish they would switch it up and add like this beautiful Mediterranean woman or something. It's another blonde white girl, but you know, the blonde white girls that are in there are actually lovely. So I really shouldn't judge a book, but according to her, VT getting in, she seems like she wants to, cause drama and ruffle feathers. And I think that, the only way she could do that was either getting with Tommy, getting with Curtis, or getting with Joe. So let's find out what she does. I think that out of all of them, she's most likely to get with Tommy. But I really think that Joe has turned a bit nasty now. I think that he would want to get back at Lucy for no apparent reason and get with the new girl. So yeah, we're going to see that unfold tonight, guys. And all I can say is I'm really, really, really excited for it. I think that the girls, you know, normally when the first new girls come in, the girls are like, oh, get them out. But then they end up being friends. You know, I think that's just natural girl reaction to everything. Like a bit of like jealousy, like why is she coming in now? And then you end up being friends with them. I think that's just the natural girl way of going about things. But yeah, we're going to see how that unfolds tonight. If I could make a prediction, I would say that I voted for Joe to go on the date with Molly May, the new girl, because I think that he just needs to get away from Lucy right now, because I do not trust him with my little girl Lucy. I think that she's just an amazing woman. I think that Joe really doesn't deserve her. I think that, yeah, I voted for Joe, but I think the public are either going to pick Callum or Tommy to go on the date with Molly May. I think that Joe's probably third, but we're going to have to see how that plays out. If the public have picked Curtis, I'm going to be annoyed, because Curtis and Amy are gorgeous together, and I think that they're potential winners. So yeah, thank you guys for watching. That was the Love Island podcast. Until tomorrow.